Happy New Year! It is January 3rd, 2014. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, at the Entertainment Earth Podcast. This week, we have news, because that's what we do. Last week at the box office, The Hobbit remained number one with $29 million. It was followed by Frozen with $28.6 million. Very close. I'm hearing good things about Frozen. Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, was number three at $19.7 million. American Hustle, number four, $18.7 million. And The Wolf of Wall Street, round out the top five, $18.4 million. New this week, another Paranormal Activity, Open Grave, The Best Offer, Beyond Outrage, Interior, Leather Bar, and probably other movies that are also in limited release. In the news, Gentle Giant got bought out by a company called 3D Systems, of which I am unfamiliar. The press release went out Friday morning, that's today, and looks like this includes their scanning and merchandising and presumably prototyping businesses. So the work they do for the movies and for licensed products and everything else, now owned by 3D Systems. A Star Wars episode of Mythbusters is on tonight and will probably rerun again. Guardians of the Galaxy and A Million Ways to Die in the West are coming out this year, and preview images for both made the web today. It's a still image, not a lot to go on, but it's more than most people have seen, so check that out. Actor James Avery died this week. He was 68. He was best known for the roles of Shredder on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original cartoon, and Uncle Phil on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but he's done a lot of other stuff, including voiceover work, acting, and he was even a Klingon in an episode of Star Trek Enterprise. On sale at Entertainment Earth. New Year sale! Happy New Year sale! Yes, 600 items on sale right now. Well, actually, it's more like 2,100, but we added 600 new items, so now those are on sale, and you'll want to get some. So check those out. Don't forget, if you spend $75 on in-stock items, you get free shipping. So get your Reaction Super 7 Alien figures, some clearance items, make sure you get at least $75, otherwise you're going to be charged for shipping. Check the site for full details. Other news. StarWars.com posted the first ever photo of a figure from Star Wars Rebels, the new TV show starting this fall that people have already forgotten about. The Imperial Inquisitor figure has no name yet, but he has five joints and a lightsaber, seemingly inspired by Hasbro's own General Grievous lightsaber from a few years back. That's the spinny one. New arrivals include the Venture Brothers Monarch 3¾-inch action figure, we have that in stock now, as well as a Doctor Who, Fourth Doctor, Monitor Mate bobblehead, and Big Lebowski pop vinyl figures of The Dude and Walter. Not a lot of news this week, so that's it. Thanks for listening to the show. If you like it, please tell a friend, check us out on Twitter and Facebook, and I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.